Dude, Fusion, you got some like strange humming coming from your end.
Do I
You hear
really?
that? Yeah, it's like like that.
Okay, there's honeybees in the background.
I'm not hearing anything.
Or the maybe it's like the Death Star tractor beam. That's what it sounds like to me.
Well, I do have one of those. That could be it. I wasn't supposed to tell anybody.
Why don't you have
Vader's gonna
Obi-Wan go
piss.
power it down so we can record the podcast?
Just kidding.
Bringing you the biscuit. Welcome to another exciting episode of Pet Food Alpha. We are the podcast bringing you the biscuit on all the latest Final Fantasy XI news, community, and more. My name is Steak.
My name is Fusion X.
I'm Chinchilla.
Today we have joining us a couple of guests. Couple meaning two. Couple meaning together as well.
Dos,
we have
those guests. So
I know, right? We have Italian Stallion. Say hello, sir.
What's up?
We also have the lovely Noriko. Say
hey.
Hello.
How are you doing? Yes.
Wonderful. These guys hail from the Japanese-dominated Kate Sith server. So, yeah, special reason why they're on the show as well. Are we gonna do that now? Or are we gonna talk about that in a minute?
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, you already started saying it. You might as well finish
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Now people listening, like, what is it?
What's the reason?
It's going to start skipping ahead. They won't hear any of the news, so we might as well just get it over with.
Okay, so these guys are the caption contest winners. Congratulations.
Yay.
Just won yourself some Taru Taru figurines. Congratulations.
Nice.
Very cool. All right. We've got some news.
Really?
You do.
We do. GameStop has the Vanadil collection.
Oh,
the
geez.
New Vanadil collection.
The ultimate collection.
The ultimate collection.
It's the only collection you'll
I'm
ever
sorry.
Need.
I'm sorry. Had. Because it's over.
Well, it's technically it's going on till tomorrow, but.
Maybe if you are a contributor and you are catching this episode tonight, maybe you can get that by tomorrow. Oh, no. Anyways.
Chances are good, though, that if you're listening to the show and have been listening to the show and you're a contributor, that you probably already have the game, though.
That's so. True. That's well, maybe they don't have the Ultimate Collection, though. Because
I don't have the Ultimate Collection, but I have everything.
I don't have the add-on scenario, so if I were interested in getting that, this would be a
good. Why would you be, though?
To do that. Huh?
Why would you be, though?
Why would I be what?
Interested in the add-on scenarios.
Because it's got good gear that you can get.
That's true.
In any event, a couple weeks ago, or a few weeks ago, we mentioned that GameStop does these digital download things, which, you know, previously I had no knowledge of. But they do, and so you can get this for a good deal. What is it? What is it going for? $10?
$11.
$11. See?
$11?
Every time it's
for
on
the
sale.
Whole game
yeah,
and all
for the whole
three
thing?
Mini expansions?
Every time it's on sale, it's always $11. It's like the game has like the number 11 in its title or something. I don't get it.
Final Fantasy 11?
That's see lame. I want a
doing.
Refund then.
That'd be nice. So it's pretty much done. But I mean, it seems like, you know, every couple months someone's having a sale on this stuff.
Right.
Somewhere,
it'll be
so.
Vent. It'll be Steam next. I said Vent.
We just had Steam sale a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, but they'll probably have it on sale again next. Again.
Maybe. I would probably look for something around June.
Yeah.
After Abyssia comes out, they'll probably start putting the stuff on sale. Or in December after all the Abyssia stuff comes out and the Ultimate Collection is not as ultimate as previously.
Yeah.
Hoped for.
Yeah.
Or something.
That's cool, though. You know, $11.
Yeah.
It's a good deal. All right. The Zam Moghouse Decorating Contest is over. And they have the results of that, of said contest available to check out. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, there's some cool stuff in there.
Yeah, for sure. A lot of people put a lot of work into their stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like the second
place. Grand prize winner with...
They got like a...
The
like,
second place guy? Like, oh yeah, that's kind
of
cool.
They have like a with million fish table. Tanks. It's just like a wall of fish.
Mm-hmm. Is that the guy with the fish in the background? The Galka?
No. That was the first place winner.
Second place. Oh, yeah, that is. Okay.
No, first place winner is the guy.
They had a grand prize winner.
Yeah, they grand prize first, second, and third place winners. Okay, the grand prize gets Distant Worlds CD autographed by Nobuo Uematsu and Arnie Roth.
Arnie's the man.
I know, he really is. Plus, 1 month of Zam Premium membership. First place got the Ataru Taru figurine set. Oh, those are...
Not the cool set, though.
Not the cool set. The American the, or the North
Gimp,
American
the Gimp set. North American set, yeah.
Yeah. Second place winner got a Japanese calligraphy scroll, which is actually kind of cool. Third place got 1 month of Zam Premium membership. So, grats to all those guys.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of so, really cool.
I'm jealous and bitter about not being in the final 25.
Of course you are.
I'm just gonna say that and get it out of the way.
A lot of them look like kitchens. Like all kitchen sets and
they do. Yeah. Kitchens are restaurants, you know?
Yeah.
And it just even further pushes my jealousy because like a lot of those people that got in there had the galley kitchens. I'd love to get a galley kitchen.
Yeah, they're hard to get. You need a lot of people.
A lot of people with a lot of crafts.
Do you really?
Energy.
Like what's a lot?
You need like they need level 90 or 100 for synthing skills, and then you need a couple people with synergy.
I think you need like 3 people with synergy. One of my friends was telling me about it.
So yeah, it's not easy to get, but I mean, it gives you like a random food item like every conquest. Like some good stuff. I've heard of people getting like some curry stuff and
curry.
Yeah, some pretty decent items.
All right, next we got the newsletter number 39. Newsletter number 39. It features the trial of the Magians. It features the contest that we just talked about with the decorating.
Yeah, I mean, most of this is just a recap of everything we've been talking about the last couple weeks. There was one mention in it, though, that I thought was kind of interesting. They're talking about the Voidwalker Notorious Monsters, the new V&M system. For the tier 3 monsters in this system, when you kill them, there's a chance that you can get a title. Can you hear that?
Yes.
Yeah, what was that?
Is that your, was that your mom?
I'm recording! You're on the show now!
Again.
I'm sure they're happy.
Point out again.
Anyway.
Next week's show will feature Fusion X's mom.
Again?
I don't know, maybe. This week's show will feature Fusion X's mom. Please continue.
Wow. Anyway, and so when you kill the tier 3 mobs, there's a chance that you'll get the title for them. It's not like a 100% thing.
Mm-hmm.
And this one line from the newsletter, they say, there's some speculation as to why adventurers only sometimes receive that ego-boosting title, but I'm sure that you'll all discover the answer soon enough. So I'm wondering if those titles are going to be used for something in the June update.
Oh, yeah. Do we know what any of the titles are?
Crab Katoa Steamer.
Oh, nice. Do you have that title?
I think we got that one.
Yep. I have it.
We killed quite a few Crab Katoas, so I'm sure we have that. But, you know, kind of makes you wonder, you know, what they're kind of talking about, because clearly there's something, you know. With,
whoa,
you know,
who's type? Whoa.
That was scary.
Who's typing loud, furiously?
Angrily.
I hit my sound button, but I don't think that registered.
All right. Well, at least we know that Noriko is a very fast and furious typer.
She has typing contests with me.
Congrats. All right. Oh, they mentioned the GameStop thing here in the newsletter, which is kind of cool.
Yeah. But, you know, you look at right now, like, with Abyssia coming out, you know, if you look at Mythic Quest or the Mythic Weapon Quest, one of the, like, it's a bunch of little stuff broken into several quests to get the mythic weapons, but one of the things is you need to get the titles from, like, you know, the Beastman Kings from Outer Gone, you know, the Salvage bosses, Odin, whatever. So maybe if, because we've been hearing that there was probably going to be new weapons with Abyssia, so maybe, you know, we'll need the VNM titles for that. You know, and it makes sense that they wouldn't be 100% because they're considerably easier to get to.
Yeah.
Of course, then with Mythics, you need one of the trophy items from, like, Tinnin or whatever, and those aren't 100%. Those are a pain in the butt to get, so who knows, but looks like they'll definitely be playing a part in the future here.
Sweet.
Cool.
Are those actually supposed to be linked to Abyssia somehow?
Who knows?
The story behind the VNMs is, like, they're monsters in between, like, the two dimensions or whatever, and when you get your Abyssite and you kind of pull them into our dimension or whatever to fight them. So,
wow.
We may get more information when Abyssia comes out, but who knows?
All right. Moving right along, what's next here? We got
Voice of Vanity
Episode
3. This actually came out last week. We forgot to mention it. Me and Arniero talk about it. The image that they made for this is kind of disturbing, I'm not going to lie. It says the naked truth about Final Fantasy 14, and it has me and Arniero topless on it. I don't know. So yeah, if you're interested in hearing us take some calls about Final Fantasy 14, head over to Limit Break Radio and check that out. We did record it back, like, at the end of January, though, so it is a little bit out of date, but...
January.
You know. Sometimes it takes a little longer than planned to
Sometimes it takes a minute to get it going.
A minute or a few months, whatever.
Sweet. All right.
You can see my naked shoulder.
Hairless. You're hairless.
Yep.
Shirtless.
That was
moving.
Kind of my reaction, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Moving on, we've got... So I guess there's this guy who is part of the StarCraft II beta who used their nifty little level creator to create a level that looks like Saruta Baruta. We posted a link up on our page. This guy goes into detail about his level. It's pretty cool. It's very detailed. I don't know. What do you guys?
Sickeningly detailed.
Yeah, it's kind of
weird. The impression I got from the video is that he actually, you know, scaled it and everything too.
So, yeah, totally. It looks really cool.
Yeah, it definitely.
Get him on the show. Talk about.
I have no idea who this guy is. So
I can get him. I can get anybody, except for Arnie Roth and Nobuo.
That's a shame.
Yeah. Speaking of Nobuo Uematsu, see what I did there?
Kind of rolled it up. Yeah.
Kind of rolled it up there. Speaking of Nobuo Uematsu, the Distant Worlds 2 CD is now available as of May 1st. You can purchase it online. I have heard it. It is wonderful. It is really good. It's good stuff.
This is also a digital download only right now.
Yeah.
Originally, the CD was scheduled to come out, I believe, in June, but they had finished it up, and they're like, you know what? Let's throw it online right now. It's done. Let's get it out there.
Yeah, I'm sure that it'll be available in CD form fairly shortly, or at some point in the near future.
Right. Prelude, Man with the Machine Gun, Ronfar, Melodies of Life, Zanarkin, Dancing Mad, which is probably my favorite on this CD. Yeah,
Dancing Mad, it's a really cool track because it features Nobuo's band, which is
his new group. Yeah, new group. So that's kind of interesting.
It's a cool track, even though you've heard it a million times.
It's so special that they had to do a video when they announced it, so he could talk about the new group that he's formed up for this. We don't really know anything about the Earthbound Papas other than they performed with Dancing Mad.
Exactly.
We'll have to keep
first time I had ever heard of them.
We'll have to keep an eye out on that. They say to look at the Dog Ear Records website for more information on that. And I went there, and there's not more information as of right now. So
I wonder if Wiki has a page on them.
I don't know. If the records website doesn't. I doubt that Wiki will.
Earthbound Papas is not part of. They must be like brand spanking.
Brand new.
Brand spanking, because they don't even have a Wiki page.
Right. Also on the CD, we have the Victory theme, a whole 8-second long track. Tsuteki Dane is from Final Fantasy X. This one's in English, too, which is really cool. Yes. Susan Calvi did the vocals, Distant Worlds 2. Terra's theme, main theme from Final Fantasy VII. Prima Vista Orchestra, that was kind of a random track, I thought.
I
after hearing it, I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's good.
Then Dear Friends and Genova.
Thoughts on the CD? Like, the Ronfor theme is really awesome on this CD. It really kind of elevates the drama of what's going on in the game and, the Kingdom of Sandoria. It's a really cool track.
I'm also here. Dancing Mad and Genova Orchestrate. Yeah. Those are really cool tracks. I really like Tsuteki Dane because I can actually understand it when it's like, in English as opposed to Japanese. Because they didn't actually translate that one over in the game when that came out over here.
That's correct. But I think I have heard an English version of that.
Never heard it before the Distant Worlds concert in Chicago. I'd never heard it in English before.
Maybe that's the only.
Because I remember like she started singing it. I spaced out just a little bit, and then
I've heard this before.
Once I really started like listening to it, I'm like, that's English. I know those words.
I know this language. Yeah. Sometimes.
So,
I'm sort of partial to the Terrace theme. I've always been a big fan of the Terrace theme, and on the CD, it's really good.
It's a nice track. It's never been one of my more favorite ones, though. It's like it's alright, but it's just never been that high on the list, I guess. But yeah.
Anyways, all in all, great CD. I would recommend it.
Absolutely. Make sure to check it out. You can get that
at
ffdistantworlds.com and go to their online store. $10.
10 bones.
You can actually choose the quality of the audio files too, which is kind of cool. So make sure to check that out.
Is it $10 if you get like the top quality?
Yeah, $10.
Is it $10 if you
$10
get
$10
like,
and you pick which quality you want?
Why would you choose anything less than
hard drive space? I don't know. I don't know how big the quality is.
Make hard drive space and get the good quality ones.
Absolutely.
Folks. All right. On to PFA news. The Feast of Swords is upon us.
Yeah,
is it really?
It totally is.
Yeah, I did it yesterday. Serious?
Yep. That's good stuff. I hate that Mithra armor. Like, she just appears out of nowhere and just kills you.
She killed me 5 times when I was doing it. Like, even more than 5 times, probably.
Yeah, let's get into this. Basically, it's the same event that we've had in years past. You get your Ibusi Shinai from the Moogle in the town. You go out, you get your level cap set down, and you have to go out and you fight the possessed armors walking around.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to use the Shinai to absorb the special attacks that the armors do. You can actually solo these rather easily if you go on like blue or white mage or whatever. Once you get your level cap on, go to the field manual and you can get regen and refresh.
Mm-hmm.
And you can pretty much solo an armor. I would really recommend kind of like when you get a hold of one to kind of pull it off the beaten path a little bit. Otherwise, that Mithra will find you, and she will kill you.
Yeah, even upstanding by Sandoria, she came up and found us. So
yeah, I remember I had first started trying to fight these guys, and they'll hit you for like 2-3 damage tops. And this Mithra comes, hits me for like 55 and one-shots me. I'm like, what the hell was that?
So the Mithra is something different than the armors?
It's the same thing, but she's just harder. Like, a lot harder. And you don't get anything special from, like, fighting her. So it's just kind of there to be annoying, I think. But after you do this, depending on how many special attacks you absorb, you can get different items. Less than 5 will get you one of the 4 types of the Moki that'll, you know, if you want to turn into like a little Galka or something.
Mm-hmm. Right.
5 or more will get you one of the event katanas from the, you know, events they've had in the past, like the wooden katanas or whatever. Or one of the new furniture items. And then 10 or more will get you a Chocobo Stables collar.
Ooh, I need to get the... I want to do that because I want some stable collar action.
You know, if they hadn't have just had that update with the new synergy earrings that you can get,
mm-hmm.
I would have been more inclined to go after the Chocobo collars, because now you can get for 13-14k you can get a teleport earring made for any of the three nations, and then those are, I think, the second level of synergy. The what is it? It's like a apprentice.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know my crafty, but like whatever the second group is.
I think it might be apprentice, yeah.
I think it's like around 19 is when it caps off, but you can get the three nations made, and then as you go higher, they also have them for Juno, Rabao, Silmara, Kazam, and Norg, I think. So that's pretty cool. So I still have a couple of charges on some of my stable collars, and you know, once I use those up, I think I'll just get my earrings.
Sounds good.
Pretty inexpensive. I mean, it's the same as you're going to be paying for like a warp cudgel.
Yeah, I'd like to have those stable collars just in case, you know, toss them in my satchel.
Yeah, the nicest thing about my Mog satchel is I can carry like a bajillion different kind of warp items on me.
Right.
Indeed. Which is good, because with as much moving around as I do, I just killed 2 warp cudgels like today. So I had to buy another warp cudgel, and I'm always using, I got, you know, all 3 of the retrace staves from doing the Wings of the Goddess, like nation missions or whatever, and I use those up all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's good stuff. The new furniture items are pretty cool. It's the Kabuto Kazari and the Katana Kazari. They announced these over at FanaFest. Pretty cool. The Kabuto is really neat. It has like a dragon that kind of comes up from behind it. But definitely good stuff if you're a interested in Monk House furniture. Make sure you get these before the event ends.
Cool. All right, moving right along. As we know, our show will be celebrating its 4-year anniversary in about a month here. And we are going to put together, as we do every year, a montage of favorite, funniest, you know, PFA clips. And I need your help in determining what clips should be in there. So if you could please write us an email and let us know what your favorite PFA clip is. It can be from any one of the years past. Email those to hosts@petfoodalpha.com. I will be putting those together in the next few weeks here. Next couple weeks here, I guess I should say. It's always a pretty funny thing. I like doing it. It's fun to do.
I found myself this past week going back and listening to the ones that we've done in the last couple of years, and it's
pretty funny.
Interesting stuff on there.
I think that Fusion's mom outburst that we just experienced might be part of that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. If you could let me know what your favorite PFA clips are, funniest clips, most interesting clip, most random clip, whatever, hosts@petfoodalpha.com, that is all.
I think my favorite from when I was listening to it is when you got 75 on your paladin.
Yeah.
We started playing Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And now you're like, and now I'm going to keep leveling.
Yeah. that's how it is. It's
Kieran's
sad.
Like freaking out. He's like, the moon is falling. The moon is falling.
We should call Kieran up and see what he's doing.
Oh man.
Anywho.
Kind of scared,
probably,
too.
He's probably still just making noises and stuff like that.
I think he's married now. Yeah, he married his sweetheart.
Oh, yeah.
He was making different kinds of noises.
Yeah. Oh,
Zing.
Ooh, that was bad.
And yet, you're laughing a bit at it, so I'll take it.
All right, bad form. Player achievements. Did we decide who's doing player achievements this week?
No, we didn't.
We did not. Chin.
No, not Chin.
Fusion X, would you like to indulge us with player achievements?
I suppose I could do that.
If not, then I guess I'll have to do it.
It's tempting.
You know, we're not gonna, you know, we're not gonna make Italian Stallion do it.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, we are.
All right, Earth Digger. Helped a friend camp Shikigami weapon, and they got the dorp. He says drop, but nice. I say dorp. Completed Chantoto and Chains, and thanks in part to my first Astral Flow burn, I now have Summoner at 46 and Paladin at 41. Completed the first Paladin AF quest. God, this is such a boring quest line. Invincible Moron defeated the Albos for the summon. Wiped at 2%, but won because of the crazy DOTs.
Nice.
I was in salvage once, and we were one of the bosses, and we had wiped to it, but it still had a DOT on it. No one had re-raised. No, well, no.
No one re-raised.
It didn't, but no one had re-raised, and we're sitting there. We're like, what happens if it dies and stuff drops? Like, does everyone?
SOL.
Like, you know, like what do we do? But
does it go out randomly to some people? I think it goes out randomly to the players.
I think it just auto-drops.
People would have to home point and just, you know, hope that somebody got what they wanted, I guess. But it was an interesting couple of minutes. Now, Rico says Flintstone obtained.
Oh, yeah.
Flintstones. Meet the Flintstones.
Wow.
What is the Flintstone?
The Flintstone.
I have no idea what that is.
The drops off the, like, level one worms outside of Bastok.
What? Why would you need a Flintstone?
I don't know. I just wanted it.
That's the joke, Steak. It's just a Flintstone.
It's Flintstone.
Subway got Ninja up to 42. Put another merit into Polearm for 2 out of 8, and put a merit into Fold. Got cool. A pair of Commodore Gants and got Sorceress Petasos.
Petasos.
Petasos. Whatever.
No, it's probably potassos. I don't know.
They can store
potatoes.
The
potatoes.
I've had
that. Alright, potatoes.
Good old potatoes. Ahanu got Dragoon of 56. Let's see. Oh, it says PS Fusion, I like your mock house because of the way you have statues set up. I just felt like that was relevant to mention there. Kuroneko. Capped XP on Dragoon and Dancer, got 12 merits, Enlightenment plus 3 levels of Helix, Accuracy and Attack, and 15% Gear Potency. Tewaz obtained. I don't know what that is. Anybody?
Hmm? Wait, what? Hmm?
Tewaz obtained, T-E-I-W-A-Z.
How far down did you go?
I'm on
number 8.
If you read these in order, then we wouldn't have.
I am reading them in order. I'm skipping a few because there's 15.
Taiwaz or Taiwaz? I don't know what that is.
Like Google.
I have no idea.
It's like. Oh, it's a staff of some sort. Let's.
I think it's the augmented staffs from Trail.
Ah, yes. Yes, that makes more sense. Okay. It's the augmented.
Yeah, okay.
Trigun got Alejandro and Odin.
Nice, nice.
Squig got Beast to 70, Woodworking to 24, and Fishing to 40.
Wow.
That's a lot of crafting.
It's a lot of fishing.
Why is she leveling Beast, Steak? What have you done to her?
I showed her the light. That's all I did. That's all I did.
Simonez ranked up to Corporal, learned Spinal Cleave, got to hear Dooley, and Diablos Prime can die in a fire.
Yes.
Not a, mm-hmm. I hate Diablos. He's the only guy that'll like.
Diablos Prime was so easy to me, though. Oh. Just had like a bunch of samurais, and that was it.
Yeah. Vantry got their Shiratogi, Peacock Charm, and completed Prime Vazal.
Woot, Peacock
and
Charm.
Last but not least, and it's a shame that Duel's not here because I would have made him read this. Paul Bunyan. saw Dynamis Lord for the first time and got him to 7% before the wipe. Warrior to 73, Sam from 28 to 50, Thief from 42 to 46, and Red Mage from 41 to 43. That's a lot of leveling.
That is a lot of leveling, dude. 28 to 50, wow.
Yeah, I guess they were doing 6k XP runs with Moblin Mazemongers. So.
Dude, I'm telling you, Moblin Mazemongers is no joke.
I've never had anyone XP like on Carby.
Dude,
like,
seriously, go into Juno
I've never
if
leveled.
You're bored and no. Wait for someone to be like, MMM party, do you need it? And jump in and watch how much XP you get.
Maybe one of these days.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
It's great.
And that's it for player achievements for this week.
There were more, but we couldn't read them all. Sorry, guys.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Just takes forever. Anywho, that'll bring us to our in-game. As always, we start with our guests. And
two guests, though.
We ladies first. So, Eriko, will you indulge us in what you've been doing in-game?
In-game?
Mm-hmm.
Well, as far as end-game, not really anything much. I've been really busy with college, but I did do the Feast of Swords extra little thing they had, and the Mithra killed me a lot, but...
Yeah. She is cool.
Other than that, I've just been hanging out with some of my friends on there. College has really been keeping me bogged down.
As it should. As it should.
Oh, it shouldn't.
Remember the message. Don't let 11 interfere with your school, your work, your friends.
Yeah, but who listens to that?
Yeah, not me.
not enough people.
I'm like, go away, children.
I have a research paper. That's
go away, kids.
Right now it's like,
play in the street.
That's
not a level red mage. We'll have breakfast later.
Forget research papers. I want to get pupped to 23 today.
We'll have breakfast tomorrow.
Okay, what else? Anything? That's about it?
Yeah, really. Just been hanging out with my friends. That's all. Melissa. Shout out to her. Him.
Whoop. Him? Her?
Him.
It.
Her character it. And him person.
Okay, word. All right, Italian Stallion, what about you, man?
Well,
what are you doing?
Unfortunately, my security token broke. So
How did you break it?
I don't know. It just eventually stopped giving me good numbers or something. I know my character's not hacked because it's not had anything happen
it's
to it.
It's not working. It gives you a number, but it's not working?
Yeah, I called them. I contacted them, but they said it's under investigation, so they just haven't gotten back to me yet. So...
Tell me how lame is that? That is so lame.
Yeah. But last thing I did on game was I did missions for Wings of the Goddess, and I the ones in Bodicene because we got behind, and the ones with little cat games or stuff.
I hated those things.
They took forever because there was three of us doing it together, and one of us would always have to walk all the way back to zone out and suck. And then before that we did AV on with my Japanese link shell and we got him to 29%.
Wow.
Nice.
We locked all his 2 hours and then we used Alexander and tried to Zerg him, but didn't end up working out, so we're gonna try it from 60% next time and see if we can do it.
Yeah, that seems to be the strategy that everyone's doing now is doing Alexanders and Zerg and until Meteor comes out like 20,000 times, but
yeah, and then our weapon skills are doing 1 damage.
Oh jeez,
that sucks.
Question about the token, just really quick. In the interim, do they just unlink the token for the time being and just go without a token, or
I asked them to do that, but they said they couldn't do it because it would compromise the account. So
how are you logging in then?
I'm not able to right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Ah! I'd be so pissed. I'd be calling back.
You can't get the event items, unfortunately.
That stinks. That's really unfortunate. I wonder if anybody else has had that issue.
I looked it up on a few websites, like forums and stuff, but I've not been able to find anything. People have said they've called them and they've gotten it to work through, but they just gave me a problem this time. I don't know why. I don't know if it's because I had tried to log on so many times. Like, I probably tried 50 times using my token pass. And okay. They kept on up and saying, oh, you gotta wait to log in for a few hours. And I figured it was just, like, cycling through old numbers or something.
Do you share a token with Noriko, or do you guys have both have tokens?
Actually, she doesn't have one right now, but she has an extra one that she...
Well, I have one, but I haven't used it, because...
We were gonna switch to mine, or I was gonna use hers since she doesn't use it, and since it's not linked to her account yet, so... But they won't let me unlink mine to put a new one on.
That's kind of weird.
Yeah.
I emailed them and then called them, but they haven't done anything about it. It's just sitting there.
That's really weird. Like, if you think about it, it's like, yeah, I just want to put a new token on it. Well, we can't take it off because that'd compromise your account. Well, I'm putting one right now. It doesn't matter.
It's like, I didn't have one before.
For a period of 10 seconds, your account would be compromised. We can't allow that.
Exactly. It's like, I didn't have one before. I've been playing this game for 6 years. And, okay. 7 years. Okay.
When I went to their website, because at first I checked their website and it said, oh, I've just contacted us by mail to get it fixed. And then I did that and they said, oh, go to talk to our phone center. And then I did that. And then that's when they said that to me. So they had to loop me all through these all different people. And then just nothing happened. So it really sucked.
Yikes.
Unfortunately, that's not the first customer service nightmare that we've heard of with Square. Yeah. That is unfortunate, and the first time that I've ever heard of a token not operating correctly. Well, with the exception of someone who was in Europe who had a European account and couldn't use it for some reason.
God.
Anyway. That stinks, man. I hope they get back to you soon on that.
Yeah, I hope that works out. You need to get those event items.
I know, really, I know, right? I need to get some stable collars, baby.
I actually have all three of the stable collars still. I just haven't used them.
There you go.
I use them until they're out.
Yep.
Okay. Anything else? What else?
Well, because of that, I've had to unfortunately play WoW.
Oh, there's so many cooler games you could be playing other than WoW. Come on.
Like Hello Kitty Online.
Like Hello Kitty Online.
Hello Kitty Online doesn't work for my Mac.
Fiesta, come on, anything.
We tried to play Hello Kitty the other day.
We actually did. We downloaded it, but they give you like a RAR file, and it doesn't open on Macs. So I was like, no.
We should do an episode live one time and do it in like Hello Kitty Online.
I'm sure there's a Mac program out there somewhere.
There probably is, yeah.
I will freaking own you in Hello Kitty Online. don't you just, like, decorate your room and say hi to your friends and stuff? Play with your stuffed toys. Okay. Chen, you still awake?
Yeah, dude.
What have you been doing in-game?
Oh, geez. We did
on the spot here. She wasn't ready.
We did a Dynamis Lord yesterday, and that was pretty sweet. We got a mantle and 100-piece off him. I don't think we got any AF though. I kind
of we not off the Dynamis Lord. We didn't get any mentionable AF. We got like Puppet Master, Dark Knight.
Well, no one ever does.
Be careful what you say about Pup Man. We're gonna get some angry emails from some angry pups.
Whatever.
I'm not dissing the job.
Bring it on.
It's not worth mentioning.
Bring it on.
No one that wanted it. It fell to the floor.
Bring it on.
I would want it for a mannequin.
I have one already, or I would have gotten it, but.
We did Odin tonight, and we got
a
bunch of.
That is all you're going to say about it.
Oh, we got a bunch of pea crab phantasmal bodies, two of those. We've gone like 5 or 6 Odins now. Without any e-bodies, which is
wicked.
Yeah,
we keep getting, like, the P stuff.
You know, I did the math today. We've done between 55 and 75 Odins.
I can just see you, like, you're like, I wonder how many we've done. Like, whip out, like, a little, like, piece of paper and, like, a calculator, and you're like, all right.
Well, I didn't have them all counted, but it's at least 55.
How many ampules do you have from that many?
Oh, geez, considering I had... 2 different tunes now since Chinchilla. Well over 200,000.
I don't even know. Yeah. It's been a long time.
If I counted all of them with all the items, it'd be well over that.
If you could actually get the eye patch and wear it, I would do that.
Indeed. Indeed.
I'm probably getting at least halfway there, because there's nothing else I need from Ampules. Like, the last thing I got was my Kubara bead necklace or something like that. So they've been stocking up for quite a while. What?
I'm sorry. Joe sent me this. Totally, I'm laughing on something totally unrelated.
You're an.
I am so sorry.
No, you're not.
I didn't think that it would be that funny, but I just had.
Oh, George Takei, you are so funny.
Yes. Yes. OMG. Anyways,
Joe's been, though, I saw that like weeks ago. Thanks,
oh
Joe.
My.
Really, so hello.
Oh my.
It's weird because that, like, he says that. Okay. Like, we'll have him on the show. He'll be like, hello. And that's what.
Yeah.
Like, remember Family Guy?
Yeah.
So he was in Peter's butt.
Oh my. Anyways, Fusion, what about you?
Yo, I wasn't done.
Anything else? I'm so sorry. That messed me up. Damn you, Joe.
It's all Joe's fault.
It's Joe's fault, Chin.
Whatever. Mm-hmm. I see how it is.
Please indulge us with the rest of your in-game. And I will go here and cry.
We got a few damn. Whoops.
Nice.
Did I just say Dynamis Lords? I meant Dark Ages. Yeah.
Oh, hi, welcome back.
Hi, welcome back. So we got a few DIs, KVs.
The Ixions were fun. Me and Chin kept dying.
Just stood in the same spot.
Yeah, we had this nice little spot reserved on the cliff. And
I think our
what
fastest
zone were you in?
Rollinberry. I should have brought like a picnic basket, and I mean, we could have, you know, picnicked it up right there while we were weakened for like the 27 million times we died. It was funny because I remember like I would die, or then she would die, and I'd send her a tell. I'm like, oh, time to go back up to the spot.
Like, yep. Mm-hmm. I think our fastest Ixion kill this week was like 10 minutes, so that was pretty cool.
I must have missed that one.
I think you did.
We've been getting pretty quick at him though, because we've been doing.
Do you take Rangers to it? I know that Arling Shell used to.
Rangers and Sams, whatever we can get out there.
Puppet masters with frames. Okay.
Level 12 black mages. It don't matter.
My black mage is like level 8. I want to level.
Bring it next time. Hello. So
cast like stone on.
I think that's pretty much it for me anyway.
Fusion, how about you, man?
I lost a bunch of thief buffer.
You did? Why?
It'll happen. Because she got killed by Dark Ixion like 27 million times.
D.I. Alright, that'll happen.
Yeah.
Fuse, how about you, man?
What did I do this week? I killed Alexander for the second time, and I got the Colossus Mantle. I don't know what I'm ever going to use it for, but I figured might as well get an item that could be somewhat useful instead of just the 10k. And you get a gold Imperial coin anyway from that fight, so regardless you get 10k.
Oh, that's cool.
So
right.
you could get 20k from those fights.
A big 20k.
As opposed to a small 20k.
Yeah, no whammy. Stop.
What else did I do? I got my, is it Moonlight medal? The second medal. Did some campaigning in Zarkabard today, which was kind of cool. In other news, Carby has Zarkabard, so that's kind of nice. We're slowly working up to unlocking Fiat Lux and getting our allied rank, so that's kind of nice to see. So I'm trying to get my my medals done as fast as I can so I can get me some Nocturnus mail.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I didn't know what else to be. Oh, I got a Valkyrie Spark this week.
Yay! Tonight, actually.
Tonight, yeah. We killed Odin and a bunch of pea crab and a fork dropped.
So yep.
The thing is huge. Like, I didn't expect it to be that big.
Yeah,
on my
it's
character.
Pretty big.
It feels
not
like
big on Taru's.
Like, I need, it feels like with this giant, it's like a can opener. I feel like I should be fighting some giant, like, tin can with it, like the size of that new,
that's like our fourth fork. The only thing we have yet to see off Odin is a Hofud.
Yeah.
Which is pretty weird.
Which is fine, because, you know, well, I mean, it could drop Hofuds now. I wanted the fork before, so I didn't want to see any Hofuds, but.
True.
Does anyone even, I don't know if we need that for it. Does anyone want a Hofud?
Anyone with Blue Mage that takes it seriously. Lol.
Do we have any of those?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah, I didn't think so either. But, so yeah, I want to. They need to introduce like a giant tin can NM for me to kill now.
I'll get you, chicken soup can.
Chicken soup man.
Wow.
First boss in Abyssia.
What did I do? I think that's about it. Got the event items. Kept buffer from doing all that campaign on like almost all the jobs. So. Yeah, that's about it.
You know what I also did? I did salvage Baflau, and as soon as we hit the gear floor, guess what happens? Weather. The second we get there, it's like Shazam. I'm like, I hate you.
And why is that bad, Chin?
Because have you ever done salvage fusion X?
I'm asking you to explain it to those that may not know.
Oh, okay. Gears link like a mofo when weather's up, like more than like 10 distance.
Did you try to wait it out, or were you like pulling when it went weather?
We were both. We waited for a few minutes, but then you know, what are you gonna do?
Gotta go.
Yeah,
we've had it happen so many times, right in the middle of a pull.
Yeah,
pull the first one and automatically they'd all just swarm you because the weather went off.
They all just warp out like jerks. Yeah. Big old nasty jerks. Jerks.
Oh. Alright, settle down. Alright. As far as I'm concerned, did some Einar Yar. We cleared another tier 2. So
nice.
I think we're scheduled to do one more tier 2 tomorrow. And then it'll be on to tier 3 on Friday.
I told you, man, once you guys get it, like, it just kind of clicks and you're good to go.
Yeah, we've been flying through it. It's pretty cool. We're doing different stuff than we were doing before. We had to just scrub the whole thing and do it a totally different way. And it seems to be working.
Nice.
So that's
hey, whatever works,
cool.
Man.
Heck yeah. Did some Limbus this week. Killed Omega. Couple
nice.
Of LS mates got some homams.
Homams.
Other than that, I don't think we did much sky this week. I did some leveling on my red mage.
Word.
I find myself kind of lazy as a red mage. Like, Dark Knights want refresh, and I'm like, eh.
GTFO, Mr.
I,
Dark Knight.
Tell him to ask for it.
I have trouble, like, you know, especially if, like, someone, some Dark Knight's like, yo, give me refresh. I'm like, eh. I don't know. I do my, you know, my refresh and my haste cycles, but I just leave people out sometimes. Sorry, you know, I'm lazy. But yeah, it's cool. I don't really like leveling red mage in a party. It's way cooler soloing. But it's faster in a party. I don't know. Might just whip out sub beast and just finish it without worrying about being in parties.
Word.
Yeah, because you definitely wouldn't get one as red mage sub beast.
Yes.
Yeah. And if you did, I'd be curious to see the rest of that party.
Oh, you could sub white mage, and then when they invite you, go and change it and run off and set yourself a ban.
Did this really annoying party. It was like three Dark Knights, a bard. It was three Dark Knights, a bard who couldn't put songs on me, and like a paladin or something. And like, it sucked because, you know, pucks do like the AOE thing, and my AP was running out, and it was annoying. The bard wasn't working right. It's parties like that where I'm like, I gotta go wash my hair, you know? Or like, I'm gonna force DC. Lol. No, I don't really force DC, because force DCing is lame.
You gotta leave. You should make up, like, the craziest
dude,
stick excuses.
Everyone has force DC.
Oh, I have.
No way, dude. No.
I've done it.
Yes,
no,
way.
Force
everyone.
DCing is lame.
You know what would be funny, though, too, is if you make lame, up, like, this excuse that's just so crazy, like, you know that, like, it's not true and that the person just hates the
exactly. Like, yo, I'm bleeding.
My kitten just bit my toe off.
Hey, washing my cat.
my kid has lit a firecracker inside of my cat. I need to go.
I will never force DC. I would rather say, look, I'm tired of this party and I'm leaving. And say that and just leave. And sorry, but I gotta go. I'm not into party. I'm not into this. I'm not feeling this party. Rather than force DC. Because I hate when people force DC on me. Like, if you're the party leader and, like, your bard force DCs, it's so lame.
You know what, though? People, like, I don't think I've had to deal with anything like that for, like, over a year.
Oh, without a doubt.
Because no one force DCs in merit parties.
Yeah, that's
true. Because you merit like, with yeah. people you know.
Right, yeah. Okay. It's always the level, you know, like, you know, on your way up to 75 where people, you know, usually don't know what they're doing. And then you get to 75 and people are like, all right, I know how to play my job now. And we'll go, we'll kill, we'll be done, that's it.
Yeah. Okay. Other than that, I don't think I did much of anything else. I'm gonna start doing Limbus more. That's the plan right
you,
now.
You need to get some Homom for your Dragoon, man.
Yeah, I'd like to get some Homom. It'd be cool. Also, I need to get my like Brutal Hearing because I don't have one of those yet either. Mm-hmm. Ed was like, yo, you need to do Limbus because you're parsing lower than anybody else of the DDs.
Sad.
Yeah.
What job? What parsing?
Dirt.
What? Einarjar?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we have other Dragoons too. So, you know, I have something to compare myself with, you know, which is cool. You know, and our Link Shell recently put up a website, you know, where we can go and look at our numbers and stuff and kind of see where we're at. You know, I've got, it's a really cool Link Shell. There's some people that, there's a guy that plays Dirk that I can kind of sort of look up to and
yeah,
see.
Yeah, because you don't know anybody else that plays Dragoon that you could ask for advice.
Well, no. I mean, I'm talking about looking at numbers side to side and, you know, kind of see where I need to be. You know, where I need to be at, what numbers I want to be pushing towards.
Not necessarily numbers. I mean, you can just, if you have the gear, you should be good.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't have the gear yet. But that's something I'm working on, you know.
If you need any assistance, you can have your people call my people.
Okay, well. Your people have V-Forks, so I don't, that's outside of the realm of possibility for me right now, but
still other good things you can get. Grab a group of people, go and do get a phalance.
This is true.
I love my phalance. I'm not gonna throw it away even though I don't need it anymore, just because it's a good phalance. You never know.
This is true. But anyways, I'm looking toward getting maybe some Askar.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. I've never seen any Askar, Denali, or what's it called?
Goliard.
Goliard, yeah, thank you.
You take
never seen
on
any
your...
of those draw.
Hmm? Take thieves on your rounds?
No.
Maybe you should start doing that.
That's why.
You think?
Yeah. There's a thing called Treasure Hunter that helps.
Maybe we have. No, we didn't take it. We did. I did a couple. I did some Nizzle this week too, which was cool. Yeah.
Thieves are a good idea if you can find
them. I'm like, let's do floor 80. Everybody's like, nah, let's do 60.
Nah.
Everybody's always like, nah, I don't want to do 80s. Everybody in my whole group has like all three of the, you know, freaking body pieces already.
Yeah.
It's like, I would like to take off my Soul Chicken and put on a NASCAR body.
Well, you could also get the, what is the name of that thing? There's another body piece that came out for Dirk in one of the last updates. It's actually a pretty decent body piece. It looks like the crab body.
Better than the assault dragon?
It's about on the same
level. Is it one of the synergy ones?
No, it drops from an NM.
Okay.
I'm gonna keep going, and I'll look this up, and then I'll interrupt somebody and be rude when I find it.
Okay. So Diz and Nizel, beat. Who was that we beat? I think it was. We did one run, and it was. Hydra. No, yeah, we beat. I think. Did we beat Hydra? I don't know. I think we lost against Hydra. I think he ended up killing. No, yeah, Hydra killed us.
Oh, here it is. Stake. Thrakon breastplate.
Thrakon?
Thrakon. It's strength plus 3, dex plus 3, agility minus 3, accuracy plus 7, attack plus 7.
How do you spell that?
T H R A K O N.
Oh. Yeah, look at that. Thrakon breastplate. It's kind of cool. Pecolaton? Oh, it's a Boyd. Oh. Uh-huh. I can dig it. It's kind of cool. Yeah, I might have to... check that out. Accuracy 7. Attack plus 7. Dex plus 3.
And Dex plus 3, so that's just more attack and accuracy.
Yeah,
though, so.
That's true, yeah. Mm-hmm. In any event, I'm going to have to go check that oot. But that's pretty much it for me.
Word. It's good to see you guys are winning and stuff now.
Yeah, you know, because, it was totally bumming me out before when we were losing every time, especially when we were, like, paying for it. Each of us were paying for it. And we're not making enough money to pay for the runs with the stuff that we're getting from the drops yet. But at least we're not paying for it. All
true.
Of us. And then, you know, I want some Odin action. Maybe we'll see some Odin action. Maybe. Just maybe.
Get yourself a V-fork.
Well, I would be like fourth or fifth in line to get a V-fork.
So get like three or four first and then get a V-fork. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
Everybody gets one.
Everybody gets one. Wow, thanks, Spider-Man. Alright, that's all of our in-game, so why don't we move on over ahead into our emails. We got some emails.
You do.
I wasn't on it right that second.
I could tell because you're selling for time.
Our first email comes from Lady. See, I did that pretty well. Lady Lindsay, you might remember Lady Lindsay from previous episodes, as she is the poem writer that we frequent on the show here. And she writes. I heard you were low on emails. I can fix that. She writes a poem, and it is entitled "Feast of Swords." And it goes something like this. He was a man from Japan, hot rice and ambition. He held that bottle above his head like a heavenly torch, his finger pointed at me. Hit me with my own thirst. It's a democracy. My thirst now quenched. Dear Tanaka, I hunger. My throat yearns to be filled. You are my roast beef warrior. Unsheath your wooden katana and extend it, Kendo master. Hold it still while I feast. That's what it's all about. Yatta.
Work. Dude, whatever Lady Lindsay's on, I want some. Not even kidding.
Freaking awesome. Yeah.
Our next email here comes from Nimbushyosh. I think your Defender X will say. From, what's it called? Says, sup, guys. Today I was off to do...
Sup, guys.
Sup, guys. Sup. Today I was to do field.
What's happening?
And for the second time in Final Fantasy XI history, I encountered an epic line In the small zone of the throne room, 167 people were packed in. Here's my question. Would you wait in a line or just skip the line? We waited, but I'd love to see what you guys would do. Good job of 4 years plus doing what it do, and thanks for helping me through the late nights at my job. This kind of reminds me...
It was a line for what?
To get into the instance for the fight.
What fight?
Fiat Lux.
The
It reminds me of when the NPC quest came out. There was that the BC you had to do in Gelsba, and there was that line for that. I mean, if you skipped, everybody would kind of know, because they would notice someone kind of running up to the front.
Right.
And I don't think...
You gotta wait in line.
At the same time, I mean, if... You know, there's an entire instance server. I don't know if the throne room S is, you know, an instance thing or not, or if it's run like the traditional BCs. If it's instance, it should go a lot faster, I would think.
Oh, totally, because you could just jump in there.
Well, yeah, but I mean, there's still a limit to the amount of instances that can be done at one point.
Yeah, but
if it's instances and not just the BCs, then it should go faster.
Totally faster.
And even then, I mean, it shouldn't take that long. I think the fight, from what I've heard, sounds fairly easy. Yeah, I probably would wait. I wouldn't want to, but I would, because I don't want to be, you know, that guy that runs up in front and, you know, thinks he's better than everybody else. And
don't want to be that guy. Don't want to be that guy. Sweet. I need a late night job. Sweet.
No, you don't. Late night jobs.
What did we talk about the words, Chin? Didn't we have this talk about what words you can say and what words you can't say?
How come you can say suck and not
I don't know.
And wasn't on that list.
I know it's not. I know it wasn't on. Fusion.
What? What do you want me to do? What am I supposed to do?
I don't know. I really don't.
What I mean, I could recite the list if you
we
like.
We need to record on like some sort of like 10-second delay and just have like a live beep button.
Yeah, that wasn't on the list, but.
I really don't understand why I can say "sucking up."
That's all you, sick. I'm staying out of this.
Here to explain is George Carlin. No, you just can't. I don't know. Anywho,
what do you know? No, I'm not one of your kids. You can't give me that because I said so crap.
Dude, I don't know. Ask the FCC. I don't know. Ask Apple if you can say that word on a podcast and publish it without having an explicit tag. And then ask him why. I don't know. I don't have a valid answer for that.
I'm disgusted right now.
I have no idea what's going on.
Okay.
I'm absolutely disgusted right now.
It's all about, you know, what's socially acceptable.
Sucking is socially acceptable, but isn't.
I don't know.
I just want to clarify.
I don't know. Fusion, what do you think? Fusion?
I don't know. I'm good.
Poke him with a stick.
I'm good. Fusion's like, I think the episode's going to be like 3 minutes shorter.
4.5, but I'm not track.
Anyways, I think we have another email.
We do.
Oh, word, my turn.
It's your turn to read an email.
This is from Katarina. Doesn't say what server. It's depressing. Hey, PFA peoples. Before, yeah, I know, but I want a server. Hello. McFly. Hey, PFA peoples. So you wanted an email, eh? Well, you got it. Random question of the day. If you could have one freebie job leveled and merited to 99 without having to work for it,
Bismarck,
that you currently do not have maxed out, what would it be? As always, thanks for all the hard work and entertainment that you consecutively deliver. PFA fan for life, Katarina.
Is Bismarck still there? Did they merge?
I don't know.
Bismarck is no longer... Isn't it? No, Bismarck's still there.
Job.
He's still there. Bismarck's still there. Bismarck.
Bismarck.
One freebie job to 99 and merited.
99 and merited?
And merited. If you don't have Black Mage and you don't say Black Mage, then you're silly.
I'm silly then.
The irony of Black Mage is 75, though.
Because if you could have that level to cap and merited for you... That is, like, absolutely awesome.
Yeah, but I already have it at 75. With
and I'm never going to touch Black Mage, so no reason to level it.
You know what I'm saying, Chin?
You're useless, Fuse. Throw away that polearm right now.
I think I would say Ranger, personally, because it costs so much.
That's true. Ranger's a good one.
Thief, maybe. I don't know.
As of right now, I'd probably go with something like, I don't know. Maybe.
Say beast.
Yeah, I don't know. Not beast.
Like, Black Mage for me is already at 75 with some merit, so that wouldn't be like, you know, I can get it to 99 probably without
it. Right, that wouldn't be advantageous to you.
It wouldn't be worth it.
Right.
Like warrior, maybe, because I don't, you know, like warriors at like, you know, sub level. Or samurai, maybe.
Yeah, I'd probably do like warrior or ranger.
I might, yeah, maybe ranger.
Maybe core. Core would be cool to get. Or bar.
Corsair's a good one, yeah.
If it was all expenses paid, I might even say pup, because.
All expenses paid, maybe bar. Because
attachments are pricey.
Oh, but, yeah, attachments are. Yeah, well, you have to assume. Yeah, I guess you would have to assume that the attachments would come with it.
I guess pup then.
Why pup? You're weird.
I am.
I would say Sam or Core or pup. I mean, Sam or Core or Bard.
I got in his head. I don't know. Maybe
Bard would be cool because you could easily merit on Bard, and if you already had everything for it, you just hop on it, you know?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, Bard wouldn't be bad either.
Fully merited Red Mage isn't a bad thing either, I guess.
Maybe Corsair or Bard. We're just like going through and like listing each job at least once. We're not really giving.
Monk.
Like,
let's talk about. Let's start from the top. Monk.
Poor hey, Monk.
Nariko,
no,
what do you
what?
Think?
I feel so bad for monks. They're like useless.
They had salvage for a little bit, and then like people were like, "Hey, we could just take any
everything
job,
else
shadows,
works better." Yeah. Oh. Poor Monk.
They need to come out with some cool stuff for Monk to make him cool again.
Eureka,
what do you think?
I'd probably just pick Beastmaster, just because I would hate to level it.
Heck yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
She just said she would hate to level it.
Well, no, like I would just the system would take too long. It would take too long for me. I wouldn't get any parties.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not about parties with Beast, really.
Shut up, loner.
It's the journey, not the destination. Remember that. Italian Stallion, what about you, man?
I think I'd go with Ranger, probably. Or
you already said
Monk.
That.
Either
Monk.
Ranger or Monk.
Such a cool job.
I know. Because Monk needs, like, headbutt.
Monk needs more, like, piercing weapons.
They need an ability that lets them do handstands and fight only with kicks.
Only with their feet. I don't know what would make Monk more useful in like in general situation.
I think they're pretty useful. I mean in salvage at least.
I'd
rather be
outside of salvage.
No way, I hate monks in salvage. Absolute. I mean, they're good for like the first floor in every zone.
So are Dragoon Wyverns.
But after the first floor, you're like, well, your damage like sucks compared to the thief. You know, and that's
use them
bad.
On the boss.
Yeah, tanking they're really, really good in our group at least. for like counter stance. They almost counter every single attack.
I like warriors, darks, and Sams for salvage. Yeah. Darks are sick because they're just like, here's a elite guillotine. Oh, and now you're stunned. And everyone's like, QQ, now what do I do?
I think we use Samurai the most in our salvage group just because the mixture of the Tat Gecko and Azurin works well together.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong, I like monks. Like, they're good salvage. We have one dude that always comes monk, but I don't know. Monk would need something almost, like, weren't they supposed to add something that almost made it like their hand-to-hand was a two-handed weapon? Is there something that was added like that?
No idea what you're talking about.
The foot kick thing, kind of.
Yeah. No foot rise. It's Dancer.
Yeah, it is.
The foot kick thing or whatever it is. I know what you mean.
It was to make them so they could actually do like a more heavier defense kind of fights or whatever. I think.
Yeah, they need to make that better. I think that would.
Of course, we're not monks though, so we couldn't say.
It's true.
Yeah. Just maybe they get one big like weapon that's like a one big hand-to-hand thing that they hold with both hands and they just like smash
you
with
like,
it.
They just like hit. Just give them a shield and they can just smack things with shields.
That'd be pretty sweet.
Two-handed shield.
You give them
a tank that way too. That'd be pretty sweet.
Be kind of weird.
Give them the staff that Rangers get from ZNMs. Maybe that'd work. I don't know.
That's all the emails that we got, man.
Yeah.
Word. Only three.
So that does. Yeah, well, it was better than earlier this morning. It was like zero. We had no emails.
Twitter. Yeah, I saw the Twitter post.
Yeah. So that's cool. Three is better than none. Plus, we got a Lady Lindsay poem. So, you know, that's a treat.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. That's our show.
It is.
Word.
Mm-hmm. I would like to thank Noriko and Italian Stallion for joining us. Do you guys have any shout-outs you'd like to give?
I already gave one to Melly, but I can do it again.
Do it again.
Melissa from the Cape Sith server. I would love to give a shout-out to him.
The Japanese-dominated Cape Sith server.
Yes, the Japanese-dominated Cape Sith server.
Italian Stallion, how about you, man?
Let's give a shout-out to about just the Funk League show, I guess.
Funk?
The Funk.
The Funk?
Our Japanese link show.
Probably
never listened to it though.
Our email address is hosts@petfoodalpha.com. Our website is petfoodalpha.com. I need some emails. Let me know what your favorite PFA moment, favorite most funny, most random, most whatever moment. And I'll put those together in my amalgamation of funny, interesting moments for our 4-year. Thank you very much for tuning in this week, and we'll see you next week right here on Pet Food Alpha. Say goodnight, guys.
Goodnight, guys.
Bye. Bye.
I will freaking own you in Hello Kitty Online.